next remaining minutes, we'll continue our exploration of the topic faith. Now that we've been dealing with it, I hope we can see how little of faith we know. Faith is spiritual. The first thing we learned was that it takes the justified to operate faith. We see that recorded in Romans chapter 5 verse 1. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. It takes the just to operate faith. Last week, we learned about how an idea does not translate to mean faith. Faith essentially commences when the word of God about the subject is known. I don't want you to forget that. Faith commences when this word of God about the subject is known. Look at the testimony of my brother. There are certain things he did not understand before. As a matter of fact, he shared a testimony some time ago about how somebody who he didn't expect would be fired in their office was fired. And she began to say, well, if it happens to a dry wood like this, praise God, there's little hope for you. If it happens to a wet wood, there is little hope for a dry wood. And as he was thinking about it, God gave him a scripture, Psalm 91 verse 7, a word from the Lord. He said, 10,000 shall fall by your left hand and by your right hand, but it won't come near to you. And that began to be the basis of his faith. Are you here? Can we put it on the screen, my sister? Did you see how faith works? Now, it works in a new reality. Praise God. Lighthouse, this is how faith commences. Psalm 91 verse 7. We cannot operate faith barring the word of God. Now, this becomes a sure basis for his faith. There is nothing we spoke about in Lighthouse that is not anchored to a faith that drives it. Or put it this way, to a word from the Lord that motivates it. Including not borrowing. Praise God. Praise God. Are you catching it? My brother now has a fresh boldness. Because his faith before was on an idea that because of the work we are doing, they need us here. Then he discovered, he said, these people can do anything. Until God said, but you. Give God the hand clap. Praise God. I want you to take strong reflection on all these stories, so that we won't exchange idea for faith. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and the best of them, no matter how many, at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. So it works differently in the office now. Praise God. First Corinthians chapter 2. Oh, I meant clap for Jesus. Sorry for those who don't understand. Sorry. First Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 3. First Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 3. Paul was writing. He said, when I came to you, I had a challenge and a trembling in communicating the word of God to you. I have a sense of inadequately transmitting this word to you so that your faith will not be wrongly built. Look at the next one. Thank you, my sister. He said, the fear I had, you know, the challenge, my concern was that my speech will not like transmit to you as if they are enticing, to make you be drawn, to be enticed to take action based on the oration of man. But what I want my speech to achieve is that your faith will not be in the fluency of speech, but the reality evidenced by the word of God and the power of God. Did you see this? He said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Look at the next verse. So that the reliance you are putting on what I'm saying, which is the test of faith, reliance on the word of God is the true test of faith, okay? He said, reliance on what I'm telling you will not be based on the oration, the fluency. And this is what happens in symposia when people are paid to give a speech. It looks good, but lacks power. Praise God. That's the deficiency of positive thinking in the hands of those who are not serving the positive God. They want to practice positive thinking outside the true God. He said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power that makes the what God says come to pass. Is anybody here? That is what validates faith. Now, the testimony of my brother, the power of God is in the word of God to establish so that his faith will not fail. Praise God. Now, that's what we went with Delaware with when Tenny had an accident. Did you hear that? Yeah. So that the faith was not in the expertise of the doctors, but on the power of God to save. I will contend with those who contend with you, and I will save your children. He hasn't even had surgery. We were in Delaware yesterday. He featured in one of their local newspapers. To God be the glory. Not only that, he is now the starter for their team. Give God the hand clap. It's our testimony. I went to Google what a starter is. Yeah, the best in the team. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The best in the team. Let me see if I have it, because Wikipedia, this is our testimony, my dear brothers and sisters. Wikipedia says the starters are commonly the best players on the team at their respective positions. Consequently, there is often a bit of prestige that is associated with being. Let's give God a hand clap. We have he granted a whole interview to that newspaper, to God be the glory. And praise God. So where is for us, amen, it's for God. Lighthouse, it's God that did it. Praise God. It took us from you coming to see us at home to us seeing at the stadium. Praise the Lord. I mean, about 5 or 6 people went from church yesterday. They walloped that team again. Praise God. Now, this is where God is taking you and I. This faith thing is not a talk. Praise God. It's not out of oration. It's not out of fair speech. Praise God. It's not out of what? Yes. You cannot have faith and not be saved. Sorry, this is not the subject today. We have few time. You know, when he was going for the surgery, Daddy, my hope was in the Word. When they shipped him to that surgery, to the theater, I googled the nearest Subway restaurant. It's not the time to cry, it's the time to rejoice. Why? Because the Word works. Somebody said it. Mommy said it. Yeah. The Word does what? Works. The bone in the interview, I'm sure you know, probably be able to get it. Yeah, quarterback that turned cornerback. Quarterback turned corner. The part he played, right, the role he plays now, it was not the part he was prepared for. But God, say God turned it. That's how he will turn you. In the name of Jesus. Saved by faith. Lighthouse. Please, anytime you locate the Word of God, quench every fear. See the testimony of my sister? She said the Word of God about the child was, what they were saying was contrary to what the Word of God was saying. But which one prevailed? The Bible says, and the Word prevailed. Lighthouse, please, always elevate the Word. The trying of the Word will not quench the Word. It will make the Word come out pure. Praise God. God told me, and I told you, about all the children. Children, parents should not have any concern. How many people remember that testimony? Yeah. So if my daughter called from college, I'm not surprised. We shouldn't be saying, we should be as thankful as we are being thankful. Why? Because God said to them, they will all turn out well. Don't worry, your role is to provide housing for them, provide food, provide shoe. I provide covering, praise God. By God. Yeah, there is a covering required by parents. There is a covering, there is a spiritual covering that is required by Zion. Praise God. Tell the other person about the children's sleep. Because even when you are awake, you can't do anything. But he that watches over them. Now, if he didn't tell me to say so and I say so, then we can't find it so. And there's nothing said here to commit you in any way. I beg of me. Yeah. It's not for vain talk. It's for God's glory. Praise God. But since we said it now, we didn't take offering. So that it can happen on our humble. Because of the word to come and pay. But you know, nothing is required. No obligation. But you will find the word working. See the statement of my sister. He said they are looking for the child, but they can't find that child. Why? Because the Word prevailed. Well, there's something I told you again. Don't forget. I said, God said, you will be shocked what he will make of you. How many people remember that? You see, you can't experience it if you can't recall it. Because even if it's happening, you will know. Praise the Lord. Anyway. I hope you are in school. Anytime he talks, that's the end of the story. End of this. You don't discuss the Word of God. You do it. Yeah. Until he said it, we may be saying how. But once he said this, this is done. Psalm 33, verse 9. He spoke and it was done. He commanded and he stood fast. Did you see that? The only thing God will not do is what he didn't say. So I cannot be, it would be contrary to faith on my part to be saying, when they put him in the theater, so that God will not forget, I should be praying. Oh God, they've taken him now. Don't leave me alone, no. You know, my hope is in you. Don't do me like that, oh. You know, don't let my own spoil, oh. My life is in your hand, oh. Say, I won't do that. Yeah. Because he told me, and he didn't say, I will save your child. So I know it's not him alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. I will contend with them that contend with you, and I will save thy children. Say, I will be around.
I will be around.
I'm sure you will be around in Jesus' name. Yeah. We will see all of them. Yeah. There's no child here that will fail.
Yeah.
Invent. Don't forget, I told you, inventors are coming out of here. We'll build Kenbrook out of royalty, Daddy. Let somebody praise the Lord. Oh. You think it's by luck you get to prestige colleges? It's not by luck. Oh. It's by strict recruit. They recruit them strictly. But see how cheaply our children are going in there. By God. Praise the Lord. I've told you your part. Face your side. Daddy, you can't provide the cover God provides. Including in nightmares, sir. Daddy can sleep on this side, mommy can sleep on this side, and they put the child in the middle. And the child will wake both of them up out of nightmare. Daddy, you are sleeping. They almost killed me. And you said, what happened? Just thank God I woke up. If you say, okay, sleep back. What I saw. I don't want to sleep again. Take me to the park. Praise God. But say, God is there. Lazarus, God is here, I tell you. Those children, they are safe. What a testimony. Let me call my parents. You will find it so. Saved by faith. We are not looking at what we said. We don't live by sight. We live by faith. Everybody who practices faith is a promised child of God to Abraham. Anytime you operate faith, you are just being inducted to the parenthood of Abraham that God promised him when he said, I will make you father of nations. Romans chapter 4, verse 16. I told you here one day, don't forget, these children, they will come back and buy me the latest Mercedes. No. It's not because I asked for it, but because they saw it fit to do so. You know, we don't ask for anything here. Nothing is required. They will have put the plate number and they put pastor on it. Don't go anywhere. Oh. Say, I will be around. Praise the Lord. Oh. Praise God. Thank God the children are not here, so it won't be like I'm psyching them up. But one of them will do it, Daddy. And I will be so gladly receive it. Multiple. I will remove the front seat. Only dear, I will sit in that car, praise God. Because they want me to really be free. And I will cross my leg. It will be in front like that. And they said, Pastor, if you are too busy, we'll get a chauffeur for you. I said, that's it, my son, go ahead. And they will be paying from their own royalty the chauffeur's salary per month. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. No. Yeah, we work. Say we work. Yeah. We work big time. You will see it so. Praise God. Praise God.
Look at what it says in verse 16. Romans 4, verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not one. Talking about Isaac. Not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of how many? Of us all. Roll out to verse 13. Oh, praise God. In verse 13, it says, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world. That word heir there means to inherit the world. You see, to become the owner, to become the father of all of these people who are of faith. He was talking about Abraham here. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Listen to this. Go on. Verse 14. For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made... Sorry. Let's go back to verse 11. There's something I need to show us from verse 11. Bible says in verse 11, and he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of faith, which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe. Bookmark that. Though they be not circumcised. So Abraham was promised children after faith order. Did he say that? That he might be the father of all them that believe. Though they be not circumcised. You remember? Bible says he should circumcise everybody in his house. Now he's saying here that not only is he a father of those whom he circumcised, but also the father of those who believe, though they be not circumcised, that the righteousness might be imputed unto them also. Go to the next verse. Also to those who are of circumcision, is also a father. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had been yet uncircumcised. So anytime we practice faith in God, we become children of Abraham, as God promised him. Galatians chapter 4, verse 28. Galatians chapter 4, verse 28. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are also the children God promised Abraham. Give God a hand clap. I shared in the earlier services how one time it was our wedding anniversary, and my wife was usually, in fact, by the way, she at the last anniversary she brought out the invitation card and the order of service. You know, I think I'm too busy. I didn't even keep a copy, but thank God for her life. You know, it's so tame now after 26 years, to God be the glory. It has, you know how white become colored? So we're looking at it. And philosophically, he also brings out the pictures. We look at the pictures. Anyway, on this occasion, we're looking at the pictures and the move and the recorded tape of it. So the children were surprised. Everybody was there but they. So they asked, Daddy, these are everybody. Where are we? I said, thank God you are not there. Praise God. I saw them. I said, you are in my bosom. Praise God. See what God said about that. Luke chapter 16, verse 28. Luke chapter 16, verse 28. Remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Bible says, when the rich man died, he saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. We become children of Abraham when we operate in faith towards God, as Abraham did. 23, I'm sorry about that. Verse 23. Bible says, the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell, being in torment, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. So we're going to look at, in the few minutes we have, how in a situation, Abraham by faith was saved from a catastrophic situation. Oftentimes, last week we shared how we have ideas that turn a bad idea because they were not derived by faith in God. In Abraham's family structure also, there was an encounter, a creative idea that turned to a crazy idea. Genesis chapter 16, verse 2. Genesis chapter 16, verse 2. Time is short. He said, and Sarai said unto Abraham, behold, now the Lord has restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. Say, bad idea. But at that instance, it was a good idea to her. It was not by faith. It may be that I may obtain children by her. Why is she doing that? Because she believed, she thought God promised them, which God truly did. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah. How quickly we hearken to a bad idea. He didn't even think that, mommy, there was no record that he disagreed. No, this girl who's been a maid, what do you take me for? You won't see evil. Like my sister said, as soon as Hagar finished, Abraham hearkened. Verse 3. I won't be surprised if Sarai supervised the encounter. He won't supervise evil in Jesus' name. But let's see what he said. Verse 3. And Sarai, and Sarai, Abraham's wife, took Hagar. How creative idea can become a crazy idea. They actually created it. It worked until it broke. Nothing will break in your hand. Amen. And Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, a handmaid, the Egyptian, after Abraham had dealt 10 years in the land, and gave her to her husband. You can see why I said, I won't be surprised if she supervised it. You won't be found there in Jesus' name. And gave her to her husband, Abraham, to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw she conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. Sarai's creative idea turned to become a very crazy idea. Look at verse 5. Abraham, like we learned of Moses, her idea became what she could not tolerate. And Sarai said unto Abraham, my wrong be upon thee. I'm giving my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judged between me and thee. Say no, no. Praise God. What we learned there was that the idea worked. It worked because Sarah wanted it. Abraham needed it. A guy delivered it. Because an idea worked initially does not mean it's a faith idea. You won't suffer in the hands of sympathetic undertakers. Amen. In the name of Jesus. A guy became a sympathetic undertaker. And you know, undertakers don't lay you to bed. They lay you to rest. How many people are here? You know, lay to rest. May you not be found 6 feet down. Amen. But here, the idea got worse. Genesis 21, verse 9. Genesis 21, verse 9. After Sarah gave birth to Isaac, her idea was still afflicting her big time. After she circumcised Isaac. And she threw a big party. Bible says Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian. At this time, Ishmael, the son derived from Abraham by Hagar, was about 14 years old. She said she saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptians, which she had born unto Abraham, mocking. Look at verse 10. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this woman shall not be heir with my son, even Isaac. But at this time, he didn't hearken. The first time, it was fresh from the oven. If you say so, okay so. But now, no. No, it's not going anywhere. It's my son. It's not going anywhere. After all, you say I should do it. And the woman said, oh, you will go say. The family was fractured. He will not be fractured in Jesus' name. It didn't grieve him to do it initially. You will suffer from evil idea. Bible says, and this thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. Not only because of his son, no. Because, and also the bird woman, you know, because he just put the woman. Because God said so. God revealed it. Boy, it's not because of the son. I share at the earlier service, you know, some people are legally married, but they are happily dating somebody else. You won't be found there. Did you hear what I said? They are legally married, but happily married to somebody else. That's the story of Hagar, of Abraham. He was legally married to Sarah, but happily... Please, stay with your legal. Huh? You will find happiness there. Daddy, it happens everywhere, sir. I heard the testimony of a McMahon who was dating a pastor, sir, who was dating his secretary. Legally married to his wife, happily dating the girl. In quotes. You won't be found there. Say, I won't be found there. May you not be eroded away. That pastor is not in ministry again. No. Sympathetic. Oh, that's it, guys. Geo called the guy. Fire this lady. A redeemer. Not American church. So you won't say that's how they do. You won't see hell. Creative idea that will come. Crazy idea. Geo called him. Fire this lady. Daddy, it grieved him, sir. Like it grieved Abraham. He fired the girl and rehired the girl. You won't see evil. What did I call it? Sympathetic. It doesn't cook for you, don't worry. I'll cook for you well, well. Until you become overboard. Light out. You won't see evil. Praise God. But God said, and I want to save by faith is what we are talking about. But we learned something from Abraham. In verse 11, Bible says it was grievous to him. It wasn't something he thought right. Why should you tell me that? After all, it was your idea. But God spoke to Abraham. And this is where faith comes in. Saved by faith. Can I tell you a secret? You can recover anything from anything doing what God says. Have you left? Yes. You can recover from anything doing what God says. God recovered this family. In verse 12, and God said to Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy... Did he mention that when he was talking to the guy? I mean, to Sarah. He said he grieved him because of his lad, because of the son. But God knew it's not in the. He just put that one in front. He was happily united with Hagar. Like Samson, she told her parents, this woman doeth me well, and she was destroyed. She won't be destroyed. Lighthouse, be awake, okay? Saved by. In all that Sarah has said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac every of your products will come by faith. For in Isaac, a child derived from faith, shall your seed be. Look at what it does in verse 14. Saved by faith. When Sarah said it, he didn't like the idea. Because he's another, look, the idea you told me to sleep, that's what brought us here. I don't trust your idea of sending her away. Ah, you won't see evil. You won't know Pepe. Lighthouse. Be washed and be clean. Be washed what? Verse 14 says, Abraham rose up early. Stand up on your feet. Abraham, a man that walked by faith. The moment God said it, it pleased Abraham to do it. Lighthouse. Saved by faith. The family was restored. Do you know what? God took care of Hagar and her son. But Abraham, it wasn't Abraham's call. When he sent them away, the Bible says they wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on the shoulder and the child, and did what? Sorry, if God said so, I have to do so. And she departed and wondered. Lighthouse, I've seen people saying, you know, people are in very compromising relationship, right? Or situation. Can I tell you a secret? Every compromise positions you contrary to the promise. Have you heard that? Every compromise positions you how? Contrary to the promise. Every compromise. I'm not sent here to talk about it. I'm under it too. If I walk contrary to the promise, don't say, Pastor, you are talking like that because you are pastor. I beg your pardon. I have ideas too. Praise God. I do what? But may our idea not become our grief. I wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba, but God said to him, don't worry. If you do this step, you take this step by faith, I will take care of the child. You don't want him to die, that's fine. But he has no part here. And the child became great. In fact, when the mothers put him away to die, God opened, angel came to her, came to him. Who was God honoring? Abraham. It was Abraham, he was honoring his word to Abraham. Look at verse 12. Look at verse 12. Abraham said, God said, let it not grieve you because of that woman, in all that she has done, hearken unto her. For in Isaac shall thy seed be. Look at verse 13. Verse 13. And also of the son of the bondwoman, I will do what? Why? Because it's your seed. God didn't say Abraham should do it. God said, I will do it. Can I present you with a great grace today? You can let's give whatever idea you have. You know, I've seen people say, leave this relationship. They said, I don't want him to feel bad. Have you just walked out of hell? What's your own, how he feels? If God says, walk off. And Pastor, you know, it's not good. We'll just be friends. You just get the ticket back to hell, I'm telling you. Because you can't have a smarter idea than God. God said, cast this woman, and he left them. They were wondering, but God was up to it. Abraham was not there. Praise God. Allow Hagar and her son to locate their future in God. Say in God.
In God.
Yeah. Saved. Let's lift our hands to Jesus. Wherever you send, I will go for you. Wherever you lead, I will go with you.